with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Tyler Robinson, the accused assassin of Charlie Kirk, faces a charge of aggravated murder in Utah, a charge that could bring the death penalty if he's convicted. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney, based solely on the available evidence and circumstances and nature of the crime. Because we are seeking the death penalty, the defendant will continue to be held without bail in the Utah County Jail.
Kirk was shot and killed September 10th while hosting a rally at Utah Valley University. President Trump's state visit to the United Kingdom will include meetings with King Charles and Prime Minister Starmer. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As he left the White House on his overseas trip, the president said he has a very good relationship with the UK.
Charles, as you know, who's now king, is my friend. And it's the first time this has ever happened where somebody was honored twice, so it's a great honor.
This is Donald Trump's second state visit to the UK, which is a first for an American president. He said he plans to continue trade negotiations during this week's visit. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The House has passed legislation to change how youth offenders are prosecuted in Washington, D.C. The D.C. Crimes Act would lower the age of a youth offender from 24 to 18 and require sentences to match adult mandatory minimums. It was just the latest example of Republicans mobilizing behind President Trump's efforts to crack down on crime. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 125 points. This is SRN News. Does your faith influence your vote?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, just 25% of American adults say their religious beliefs have a lot of control over who and what they cast their ballots for on Election Day. 18% say faith has a little influence, and 56% of respondents say their spiritual convictions have little to no impact on their voting habits. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say that their faith controls who they vote for, 51%, the most of any religious group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal prosecutors have charged the leaders of a church with congregations in several states with swindling millions of dollars in educational benefits from military service members. The indictment says leaders of the House of Prayer Christian Churches of America recruited service members to join congregations near military bases in Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, and Washington State. This is SRN News. A judge has dismissed terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione in New York State's case over the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
But the judge kept the state's second-degree murder charges against him. He ruled that although there is no doubt that the killing was not an ordinary street crime, New York law doesn't consider something terrorism simply because it was motivated by ideology. The ruling came as Mangione made his first court appearance in the state case since February. Thompson was fatally shot in Manhattan in December. John Scott reporting.
Ford Motor Company said Tuesday it would cut up to 1,000 jobs at its electric auto plant in Cologne, Germany, due to lower than expected demand for battery-powered cars. The job reduction would be carried out with voluntary departures. More details at SRNnews.com.